Welcome to Becoming Like Jesus, a podcast from Pure Heart Church, where we explore what it means to become like Jesus through messy, imperfect stories of real life and real people. I'm your host, Chantel Hennen, the Director of Life Groups here at Pure Heart, and I'm so excited to be here with you. This is just going to give you a taste of what you can expect from this podcast experience. The truth is, we're all in the process of becoming someone. The person I am today isn't the same person I was 5 years ago. My relationships, habits, past, and environment all formed me into the person I am today. In the same way, the person I'll be in 5, 10, or even 20 years from now will be different than the person I am right now. We grow, change, and become over time, whether we're aware of it or intentional about it or not. So who are you becoming? This podcast is for the person who's tired of living the same way and expecting life to be different. This is for the person who is done allowing culture, bad habits, and their past to determine who they will be tomorrow. This is the place for the person who longs for more, who knows that they were made for more. This podcast is for the person who wants to hear about transformation and experience it themselves. This is for you, the person ready to become like Jesus for the sake of others. But the truth is, just listening to a podcast isn't going to change the trajectory of our lives. So why are we here? There's so many factors, practices, and decisions that go into growing with Jesus. There isn't a simple list to check off or a BuzzFeed quiz that will tell someone if they're growing and becoming like Jesus. But when we hear other people's stories, we can recognize that they've been with Jesus and are becoming more and more like him. There's this story in the book of Acts where two disciples, Peter and John, are arrested for sharing the good news of Jesus and healing people. The disciples are brought before the religious leaders and questioned. And Peter responds with the truth that he and John healed a man by the power of the name of Jesus. He reminds these leaders that the Jesus he speaks of was the one that they crucified and the one whom God raised from the dead. And after, it's recorded that the religious leaders, while they could see that John and Peter didn't have any special training in the scriptures, it was evident that these men had been with Jesus. The same is true today when we hear stories of what God has done and is doing in the lives of others. We have a moment where we say to ourselves, this person has been with Jesus. And when we hear about the stories of others, it gives us tools and practices and permission to have our own process with Jesus. Becoming like Jesus is a space for us to start having conversations and telling the stories of God's work in our lives. Join us for our first season as we talk about things like emotional and physical health, relationships, singleness, expectations, rest, and community, all through the stories of real life and real people. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I can't wait to walk this journey with you as we become more like Jesus.